sends Biyad Nachum and Chavakuk, that since Menashe did all these terrible rois, so Hashem is going to destroy Yerushalayim. In Pasuk Tezayin, it says, V'gamdam Noki Shafach Menashe Harbe Moed. Besides for all the Avodah Zarah he did, Menashe also killed a lot of innocent blood. Adasher Miles Yerushalayim Pelepeh. So he filled up Yerushalayim from mouth to mouth, from end to end. From gate to mouth is like a gate. The gate is like the mouth into the city, from gate to gate. Levad mechatata shehechti es Yehuda lasis harabe mi Hashem. The Chazal tell us, well, the Ralbag says, why did he kill so many people? So probably because anyone who didn't want to serve Avodah Zarah, he killed them, just like Yizevel killed out all those people who did the Nevi Hashem and the Avdei Hashem, as the Pasuk said. So he probably also, anyone who would try to stand up against him, not serve Avodah Zarah, he killed. But the Radak brings B'Shem Chazal, Yesh Merazal, Shadar Shuboy Shahara Gishayo. Menashe killed Gishayo Anavi. Shayo was deserving of a Einish from Hashem, because when he was talking to Hashem in one of his Nevuas, he's called Klai Yisrael, a nation of Aral Tzvasayim or something like that, and Hashem wasn't happy with him. When Yeshayo had his Nevuah, the Wolein on Shavuos, the Maisa Merkava, that he saw Yeshayo had a different Nevuah where he saw the Kisei HaKavod, so he said in Nevuah, I saw the Kisei HaKavod, and Menashe told him that it can't be, you're a Navi Sheker, because Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ki lo yirani ha'adam b'chai, no one could ever see me. So how could you say you have a Nevuah and you saw Hashem on the Kisei HaKavod? Yeshayo knew that this terutzim, obviously, and obviously what he saw was not a contradiction to Moshe Rabbeinu saying Ki lo yirani ha'adam b'chai, but he also knew it was fruitless to try and fight with Menashe. Menashe's big Avid Avodah Zarah was not really out to be the defender or the champion, so to speak, of the V.A. Hashem and Hashem's covenant. So he didn't answer him. Menashe wanted to kill him, and the Medrash tells us that Yeshayo used Shemus of Hashem and he disappeared up into a tree. That's a story, and they went searching for him. And basically he was invisible, but they saw his tzitzis hanging out, and that was seen, and they thought that he must be in the tree, but they couldn't see the rest of him. So Menashe said they should start cutting down the tree with a saw, and they start cutting it down, and eventually the Medrash says that when the saw hit the mouth of Yeshayo, that's when he got killed. And that was also einish for what he said, Lashon Hara, about Klal Yisrael, that Hashem wasn't happy the way he described Klal Yisrael. So that is the story of Menashe killing Yeshayo Anavi. So that's why it says here, V'gam dam noki shafuk Menashe harbe ma'oid, says the Radak, and those words, harbe ma'oid, is referring to the killing of Yeshayo Hanavi. Now, in Malachim here, it doesn't tell us what happened to Menashe, but in Divrei Hayamim it tells us Hashem finally was fed up with him. And Hashem, the Pasuk says over there, brought the officers from Melech Ashur to come and capture Menashe. They weren't happy with him, so they came, they captured Menashe, and the Pasuk says over there, they put like this nose ring type of thing that you put on an animal to lead it, and they put it on Menashe, they put this nose thing on him, and they brought him to Bavel. They brought him all the way to Bavel, and they put him in, the Pasuk says over there, they put him in Nachushtayim, which is in shackles, you know, they had chains around him, and it says over, it doesn't say clearly over there what happened, but Chazal tell us that they put him into this iron thing. It was like a little train, on wheels on a track. And basically, what happens is that they had a fire underneath it that heats it up. Basically, it was like a hot pot that they were cooking him up in. And they kept it on a low flame so that he should suffer for a very long time. So he's over there suffering, Menashe, and he decides he's going to challenge Hashem. And he said that Hashem, first he says, he tried davening to all his avodah zarah, that didn't work, obviously. And finally he said, I have a Kabbalah from my father that it says in Dvarim that if you do tshuva, Hashem will listen to you. It says Hashem listens to tshuva. So Hashem, if you don't answer me now and save me, you're just as good as all the other avodah zarah that didn't answer me. So this caused a great uproar in Shemayim, the Medrash says. And the Malachim were very upset about this, a chutzpah. And he wasn't even really doing such a tshuva shlema here. He was basically knew that this is his way out, so to speak. But Hashem said, Lamaitse did a bit of a tshuva, even if it's a tiny little pesach, kepiskei shalmachat, so we have to save him. So a lot of this is in the Targum and Divrei Hayomim. And basically Hashem brought a wind that came and took whatever thing he was in and flew him back to Yerushalayim. But at this time, Menashe did do tshuva. The pasuk over there in Divrei Hayomim just says Vayispala Elav. He davened to Hashem, and it says Uchahatzer Lo. When it got very bad for him, Chilas Pnei Hashem Leikav, and he davened, and Hashem listened, and Hashem brought him back to Yerushalayim. Vayeda Menashe Ki Hashem Hu Alekim. At this point, Menashe knew Hashem is that he did total tshuva for the Avodah Zarah. Yeah.
Who was Menashe?
The Melech Asher in Babel. So it says over there, Vayeda Menashe Ki Hashem Hu Alekim. Yeah. So therefore. So we're going to see in a moment. We'll see in a moment in our pesukim. We'll see in a moment. But over there he did tshuva, and the pasuk says over there in Divrei Hayomim he came back and he started telling everyone, I'm chayzer, I retract from all this avodah zarah. And in Divrei Hayomim it says he removed the avodah zarah from the Beit HaMikdash and all the mizbechos that he built. He removed them, he threw them outside the city, and he started bringing karbanos l'Hashem, and he was telling Vayomer Yehuda l'avdas Hashem l'kei Yisrael. Total change to the opposite extreme, and he tried to convince everyone to serve Hashem. So there in Divrei Hayomim it says he was successful to a pretty large degree. However, one thing again, bamas he couldn't get rid of. In other words, his father Chizkiyahu got rid of bamas. He not only brought back bamas, he brought back Avodah Zarah too. When he got rid of Avodah Zarah, the bamas were still there.
Where is
Divrei Hayomim? Divrei Hayomim, Lama
Gimel.
That's where it talks about it. Now, the Malbim over here points out as follows. And the Pasuk Tezvav, a few psukim back, that it says, Yan, Asher also a sarah be'enai, v'ayum achisim ha'isim en ayayim ha'shiyot ha'voyim v'insayim v'enam hazeh. This was the end of the Nevuah that Hashem said, I'm destroying Yerushalayim. Says the Malbim, Hashem was explaining as follows. That even though, Yan means that because, I'm explaining something to you. That even though Menashe did tshuva, like it says in Divrei Hayomim, Vayishav Hashem Echarein Apoy. Hashem did not retract from this Nevuah of destruction of Yerushalayim. For two reasons, our Pasuk here in Malachim tells us. Number one, Yan Asher Otsu Es Hara Be'enai. The Malbim says that even though Menashe himself did tshuva, it's unclear in Divrei Hayomim, it sounds like he told everyone to start serving Hashem, he just couldn't get rid of the Bamais, but the way the Malbim learns it in our Pasuk is that Ha'om Loi Ozvu Tayavaisayim. The Malbim says Klai Yisrael did not leave the Avodah Zarah, only Menashe. Menashe tried, but lehein lo yishavu midarkam. They did not do tshuva, says the Malbim. So therefore, that's why our pasuk says, even though Menashe did tshuva, vayan asher asu asara beinai, Klai Yisrael continued to do ra. Not only that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is poiked avoy noveis albanim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish children for their father's averus when the children are oichzim ma'isavis and miyadeim. When the children go in the same path as their fathers, so Hashem piles it all on them. So that's why it says, they're going to be punished now for everything that's been done till now, all the Avodah Zarah, because they're continuing in that path. That's reason number one, that I'm going to continue to destroy Yerushalayim. Because the tshuva that Menashe did, and he tried to get Klal Yisrael back, but it was too late. Klal Yisrael continued. That is Pasuk Tezvah. In Pasuk Tezayin, where it says, V'gam dam noki shofach Menashe harbe moed, says the Malbim, that even though Menashe did tshuva from Avodah Zarah, but he didn't do tshuva for the rest of his averus. He did a lot of other things, including all this ritzicha of his killing. And all of his other tayevas that he didn't do tshuva from there. So that's gam dam noki shafach Menashe. That's the dam noki. And therefore, that's why Hashem is not retracting. And therefore, says the Malbim, that's why in Malachim it doesn't say Menashe did tshuva. See, till now, any time any of the Malchi Yehuda did something extraordinarily wrong, we didn't say it in Malachim, whatever the reason was, because for the covet of Malchus Yehuda, we glossed over a lot of things. In Divrei Hayamim, Ezra said everything. Over here, Menashe does tshuva, l'chaira, that's something that we should mention here. And you had to don't say a word about it, only in Divrei Hayamim. Says the Malbim, the reason is, because over here we're describing that Hashem, this is what Hashem brought about, the Nevuah, that Yerushalayim is going to be destroyed. And since Menashe's tshuva was not strong enough to ward off this Gezerah, so therefore we don't mention it here. We just continue to mention everything he still did wrong. He didn't do tshuva for the Ritzicha and for other things, and therefore Hashem did not have Karata for the Gezerah that he promised is going to happen. So v'yatzer divrei Menashe v'chala asher ase v'chatasa shechatal im ksuvim osefer divrei Hayamim l'malchi Yehuda. Everything else that happened to Menashe is in the divrei Hayamim of Malchi Yehuda. Now it doesn't say over here that he was. I'm sorry. So now we continue. Vayishka Menashe Mavoisav Pasuches Vayikaver Began Beisoy Began Uza. He was buried Began Beisoy in the garden in his house in Gan Uza Vayimlo Chama Menaytafto. He was not zeicha to be buried amongst the other Malchi Yehuda. Kashas, because he was such a rasha. Remember correctly, some of the Midrashim say that he actually asked to be buried not with the other Malchi Yehuda, because he wanted it to be, I guess, part of his tshuva or something like that. The Mepharshim here, I don't see say anything, but if I remember, that's what one of the Midrashim say. Yeah.
Look,
Gan Uza. It was a place.
So he had a garden in his house that was just called Gan Uza.
No, Gan Uza was the place where his house was.
Oh.
No, yeah. Well, I see the Mitzvah says the other way. The Gan Uza Kaf Shem Hagan was the Gan Beis, so that was the name of the garden. Maybe he had many gardens in his house. I thought Gan Uza was a place, but he's learning differently. He's learning it was the name of the garden in his house. Okay. Vayimlach Amen Menay Tachtov. Amen became the king. And Esther Mishnayim Shani was 22. Ushtayim Shani, Malach Bishlaim, Shemim, Shalam, Vaskaris, Minyasva. Vayat Rabbe, and Hashem, Kashos, and Ashavi, Vayel, Chalder, Shalachavi, Vayavis, Gulum, Ashavi, Rabbi, Vishach, Lahem, continued his father's way, serving Avodah Zarah, not like his father's Shuva, Vayaz, Vashem, Laki, Avoysa, Vayelach, Vadar Hashem, Vayikshu, Abdi, Amenullah, Vayamiso, Samel, Vavesa, his servants rebelled against him, and they killed him. Vayakam, Aretz, Eis, Kalakoshim, Alamelach, Amen, and then, the people of the land, the citizens, then killed all the rebellious people. And now we start another glorious period in Klal Yisrael's history, and that is Yoshio. Yoshio HaMelech became the king. Yesterday, Divrei Avon is in Divrei Yolam Al Yehuda. Yes, they buried him together with his father in Gan Uza. And now we start the reign of Yeshiyahu HaMelech. Ben Shemayna Shana Yeshiyahu HaMelech. He was 8 years old. He was Melech for 31 years. His mother was Yedida Batsadoya Mibotskas. Vayata Yosher Bein Hashem Vayilich Choderach David Aviv Loisar Yom and Yismael. He was Biktadik Yeshiyahu HaMelech. And he went in the ways of David, not turning, not straying right or left. Now, Yeshiyahu HaMelech decided it's time to renovate the Beit HaMikdash again. Yeah?
Did he get rid of the bubbles?
We're working on it. It's about 200 years since the last time we renovated the Beit HaMikdash in the days of Yoyosh. And during that time we had Menashe and we had Ochaz and we had a lot of Tzaras here in the Beit HaMikdash. So, in the 18th year of the Melech Yeshiyahu, Sholach HaMelech HaShofen Ben Atzalyahu Ben Meshulam HaSlefer Beit Hashem Leimah. He sent a message to Shofan Ben Atzalyahu Ben Meshulam, who was the Sefer in the Beit HaMikdash. And he said, Aleil Chilkiyahu HaKayin HaGadol, go up to Chilkiyahu HaKayin HaGadol, the Yatim is HaKesef, and you should gather all the money Amuba Beit Hashem that's brought to the Beit HaMikdash, Asher Osvu Shemri Asaf Meisam, that the people collected, that the Shaimrim collected from Klal Yisrael. In other words, they go around the Gizbarim, collect money, people come in, they donate, it's time to bring it all together. V'yitnu al yad oisei ha-melocha mufkadim beis Hashem, v'yitnu oisei ha-melocha shebeis Hashem l'chazek es berek ha-bayis. And now you should go give it to the workers in the Beis Hashem, and you should go and be mechazek es berek ha-bayis. I think over Pesach in the Haggadah of Yashiv's Haggadah that he says he brought B'Shem Mechafetz Chaim, that it says in, we say in the Shira, say in Az Yashir, I think that the pasuk of Zek Kaleb and Veyu. Yeah, the pasuk Zek Kaleb and Veyu. So Rashi, in its first pshat, Hashem Unkel says the lashon Anveyu is the lashon of Nava, of an abode, a home. Zekeli, this is my Hashem, Ve'anveyu, says Unkelis, Ve'evne le'makdishon, I'll build a Beis HaMikdash for him. That's the pasuk of Zekeli, Ve'anveyu, I'll build a Beis HaMikdash. So the Chavetz Chaim said there was a mitzvah on every person of Zekeli, Ve'anveyu, of building a Beis HaMikdash. So, he can't, the only Klai Yisrael builds a Beis HaMikdash only so often. So therefore, said the Chavetz Chaim, that's what you'll find throughout Nach, every once in a while, there was a chizuk in the Beit HaKabayis, there were times they wanted to renovate, is because they had a Sairus to do this mitzvah of Binyan Beit HaMikdash. They can't rebuild the Beit HaMikdash, it's built, you can only build it once, right, until it's destroyed and then you build it again. But since they constantly had this, I don't know exactly why at different points, at which point exactly there was this Sairus, but they had this Sairus throughout these couple of times to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Zek Heli Van Veyu, to build the Beit HaMikdash. How do you build the Beit HaMikdash if it's already built? So you mechazik is better gavayis, make repairs, make renovations, and that's all a kiyum of the mitzvah of Zek Heli Van Veyu, of building the Beit HaMikdash. What? There's a Sipurna over there. They closed it, but the Sipurna, I think, says, don't quote me, yes, one second. Zek Heli Van Veyu. He says, "Esa nave l'shachnay b'seichenu." I'll make a place for him to his shechina to reside amongst us. Uvayis palol elav dovad, and that's where I'll daven for him, daven to him, and I'll serve him. So, I thought someone says here it includes. I thought someone said Meferish that it includes Batik Nesias also. It's a kiyum of Zekeh Levan Veyu. the Mikdash Maat and all these type of things, but it would be a similar idea. Yeah. Okay, so that's what he said. Now it's time to renovate the Beis Hamikdash, the Charoshim, the Boinim, the Lagoyim, the Knezetim, Avni Masav, the Chazik Zavayis, all these different types of Charoshim, the people who cut down the wood, the builders, the Goyim people make the walls, buy the wood, so on and so forth, all the different craftsmen that are necessary for renovating the Beis Hamikdash. When you give it to the workers, he says you don't have to, you know, look after them and make sure that they have to account for every penny that they use. They're very trustworthy, and we trust them that they're not going to do anything incorrect. So what happens is they start renovating the Beis Hamikdash. As they're renovating the Beis Hamikdash, they find a Sefer Torah. Famous story. Vayomer Chilkiyo, Akayin Agadol, Ashofan, HaSofer, Sefer HaTorah Matasi BeBeis Hashem. Chilkiyo Akayin Agadol says, I found a Sefer Torah in the Beis Hashem. Now there's a machlokes here amongst the Mefarshim what Sefer Torah this was. Rashi says, they found it Tamun Takas HaNidvach. Nidvach is like a row of stones. Shetminu Sham Kishasarach Achaz Es HaTorah. Number of years back when Achaz was burning Sefer Torah, so they hid a Sefer Torah under a row of stones, and now they found it. The Radak says it's hard to understand that L'chayra Chizkiyo HaMelech came after Achaz, and how come he didn't take out the Sefer Torah? Whoever hid it should have taken it out. What's it here doing so long here? So he learns that we're talking about here after the rule of Menashe. Menashe, he says, was a melech for 55 years, and he did all this Tzavay Dezara, and he built Mizbeches Tzavay Dezara in the Beit HaMikdash. Says the Radak, who yishkiach Torah miYisrael, Menashe made Klai Yisrael forget Torah. Ve'ein painei leha, it's interesting how over here we see a little back what Menashe did. No one was even looking towards the Torah, no one was turning towards the Torah. Kikulam ayupainim alim acherim, says the Radak. They were all turning to Avay Dezara. They'll tikvas agoyim. And in those 55 years of Menashe's rule, says the Radak, nishtakcha ha-Torah. Torah was forgotten from Klai Yisrael. Remember, the Klai Yisrael is very small here. There's no Atarit HaShvatim even. It's just Yehuda over here. Yehuda ben Yamin. There's very little here. Some Levium, Kehanim. Now, Yashioa Melech says, we're going to go and fix up the Beit HaMikdash. In the Kodesh HaKadoshim, they found the Sefer Torah sheyamunach b'mkayma mitzad ha'aret. It wasn't a real find, because there was a Sefer Torah that was put from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu next to the Aron HaKodesh. Moshe Rabbeinu, in the last day of his life, Rashi tells us, wrote 13 Sefer Torah. 12 of them went to each of the Shvatim, and the 13th one is put in the Kodesh HaKadoshim next to the Aron HaKodesh. There's the Machlokes in the Gemara. Was it in the Aron with the Luchites, or was there a little ledge on the outside of the next to the Aron? It's a Machlokes. But there was a Sefer Torah there. And this is the Sefer Torah as they were going and cleaning out, even in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, this is the Sefer Torah that they found. One second. And they opened up the Sefer Torah, and they read it. And in it they saw something that was very scary. And that is that the Sefer Torah was not at Bereishis. Sefer Torah was at Parshas Kisavai. The Taychacha of Parshas Kisavai. And in that passage it says there, Yoylech Hashem is Malkecha. Hashem is going to take your melech. Yelech Hashem oischa, Hashem is going to take you. Ves malkecha asher tachim alecha, el goy asher liyadata atav avisecha, to a nation that you don't know, and so on and so forth, you're going to be destroyed, etc., etc., in the Taichacha there. So that's what they found. So the pasuk says here, Chilkiah read it, Vayita Chilkiyo Sefer El Shofan, he gave it to Shofan Vayikrei, and he read it, and as we'll see in a minute, Shofan's going to bring it to Yoshio Amel. Yeah? Yeah, I thought so too. Until you get to here, you don't see how extreme it was. From here, you see, this is the Red Act says, Hashem Chazal, Meshach HaTaira. There must have been little pockets here and there of Avdei Hashem stuff, right? But as a majority, Klal Yisrael not just served Avodah Zarah, it says it came to a point of Meshach HaTaira. Now you can understand also how is it that Menashe couldn't bring Klal Yisrael back to Avodah Hashem. Because, I mean, he brought them to the brink, right? Not just serving Avodah Zarah. It's not just Shittuf anymore. You know, if there's Shittuf, you could say, okay, we don't believe in that anymore. Back to just Hashem. But if it's a, such an extreme of Shichas HaTaira, nothing at all, so then we see, Menashe now comes back and tells everybody, time to serve Hashem. And I mean, we almost don't know Hashem is anymore. So, you're right. When you see Menashe, and you see the story before, you don't see how extreme it is. And over here, Bishr Radak is saying, this is how extreme it was, according to this Chazal. Yeah.
Sorry. So where was the
shot
from that says it was the
13th
Sefer Torah?
That was the 13th
one that it got taken out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim
and
put under these stones?
No. Two separate shots. One is the Sefer Torah was hidden under the stones.
Oh.
Second shot is, no, this is in the days of Menashe, everything was forgotten. And now as they're going and revitalizing Torah, and they're going, they went to look at this Sefer, they were cleaning out the Beis HaMikdash, and they took a look at the Sefer Torah, and they saw where it was, and this is what scared them. Yeah?
So why do they want to rebuild the Shemesh if they're really not?
No, Yeshua brought them to Tshuva. Right? It's 18 years, it's in his 18th year of his rule. Right? 18 years, he's trying to, he brought Klal Yisrael back to Tshuva, and now he's trying to finish it off and get rid of all the Avodah Zarah here. Okay, so 55 years we lost it, 18 years we came back. Yeah? What do you mean? Why? How was it opened? I'm asking a good question. Because now that I'm thinking about it, over there in the Gemara, when the Gemara is explaining the machlokes between if it's inside or outside, it depends on the measurements. It sounds like the Gemara might have been one row. That's a good question. I'm not sure. Let me look it up. That's a good question. Unless you'll say, according to that, if it's, you know, if you hold it was one row, then this wasn't that there for 30. You know, you can mix and match it. Right. Okay. So they brought it to Vayav Shofan HaSefer LaMelech, Vayoshev HaMelech Dover, Vayomer, and he was coming to report to him what's going on. First of all, the progress of what's going on. Vayomer, Tichu Avadecha Sakesav Animsa Bevayis. We went around and we got all the silver and all the money and we melted it down. Vayitznu Ayoisem Alochem Uvkadim Eitz Hashem. When we gave it to the world's people in charge, and he gave it to the people in charge. And then he said, Vayagid Shofan HaSefer LaMelech Leimer, Sefer Nosan LiChilkiyo HaKoyin, Vayikrei Shofan Lifnei HaMelech. He says, I got the Sefer Torah here from Chilkiyo HaKoyin, and I'm going to read it to you. Now, the Malbim says here that the reason Hashem made it, that they discovered this Sefer Torah, and open to this place. Well, what was really the point of this? What was the point of this Sefer Torah being open like this? And finding it as they're renovating the Beis HaMikdash, says the Malbim, this was Teichachas Musar to Klal Yisrael. It was a clear Musar to Klal Yisrael. You're busy trying to renovate the Beis Hashem. Meaning, you're busy with the outside, the external part of the Beis HaMikdash. What about the Torah itself? The Torah which is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's the internal part of the Beis HaMikdash. That you're not putting extra effort into. In other words, you have to say that Klal Yisrael did some type of tshuva, or Yeshua was being mechanech them throughout his years as king, doing things correctly. But it seems that it wasn't to the best of that could be. And therefore, Hashem was telling them, you're so busy with the chitzainius of the Beis HaMikdash, the outside, but what about the pnimius of the Beis HaMikdash? That's where the true Shechina is, the Sefer Torah. Hamuneches genuza tzur tuuda chasim Torah. This is Hashem's Torah. And that's what is really the life of Klal Yisrael, the pnimius of the Beis HaMikdash. The real part of the Beis HaMikdash is the Shechina. It's not the walls. The Shechina with the Torah that's there in the Kadesh HaKadoshim. Are you excelling in that? Is that so perfect that now you can move yourself to the chitzainus of the outside? First perfect yourself in the Torah, and then you'll be able to perfect yourself in the chitzainus. So they found this Torah, and this Torah was telling them, you're not doing so great. You're not doing so well. So why are you focusing so much on the Beder Kavayis, on the chitzainus? You should focus more on the pnimius. Yeah?
Is there any, I guess, answer to that, that
if I wasn't
on
the
Sonius,
they could be more or the Pneumius? I guess not. I guess it wasn't going to happen. Right. So, Vayikish Maya Malach Dibri Sefer Al Taira. So when Yeshua Malach heard this, he tore his clothing. And he got very scared, and then he realized Klal Yisrael has to do tshuva here, and he has to bring them to the next level of tshuva. He got together this group of his officers and servants, and he said, we have to find out what this message of this Torah is. So who do you go to? You go to the Navi. Go find out from Hashem for me and for Klal Yisrael. What does Hashem want with this Sefer? Hashem's anger is great. Asher initzavanu, that He has ignited against us. That our forefathers obviously didn't follow the Sefer Torah, and Hashem therefore is being meramed. He's going to do what it says in the Torah. So find out from the Navi if this is actually going to happen. So they went to Chulda Hanaviyah. Why did they go to Chulda Hanaviyah? So Rashi brings the famous Machlokes in the Gemara. Some from Chazal say, because a woman has more Rachmanis than a man. So therefore, they didn't go to Yirmiyahu Hanavi. Yirmiyahu Hanavi is the Navi now, one of the Navim at least. And they went to Chulda, because she has more Rachmanis. We mentioned this before, that when a Navi gets a Nevuah, so part of it has to do with who they are. I won't say necessarily their interpretation, but the way they say it is how the Nevuah will actually come out. It's the pasuk that you say when a person lands after Shabbachar b'Nevi'im Tavim v'Ratza b'Divrayim, and you were happy with their words, Hanemarim b'Emes, they were said in truth. What do you mean? Of course they were said in truth. The answer is that these are the Nevi'im that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they interpreted HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nevuah correctly. Chulda HaNevi'ah, they were hoping that even if she's going to say the Nevuah of the Churban, but it'll be with more Rachmanis the way she'll say it, and that itself will bring that the actual Kiyum of the Nevuah will be in a softer manner. That's one chat. Yeshayimrim, the other opinion the Gemara is, the Yirmiyahu Hanavi was not around. Because he went to try to bring back the Aseres HaShvatim, it says. He went looking, went to bring to Asher, whoever they were put into Galus, and he went to bring them back. Some of Chazal say that but he actually did bring back some of the Aseres HaShvatim, not a lot of them, but some of them came back, and then they went into Galus with the rest of Klal Yisrael by the Churban HaBayis. But you say Yirmiyahu HaNavi wasn't here according to that. If he wasn't here, so Memela, the next Chulda was in Neviya, and they went to Chulda. Yeah.
According to the second shot, then if Yirmiyahu had been around, they would have gone to him.
Right, because he was the Navi, the main Navi at the time. Mm-hmm. So they went to her, Eisha Shalom and Tikva ben Karcha Shem Rab Godim Yeshevitz Yerushalayim Amishna Vaydabrila. She was in Yerushalayim there, and they spoke to her. Vatayim Aleihem. So she told them, Kayam Hashem Leke Yisrael Imru Leisha Sheshalach Haskam Eloi. Tell the person who sent you, meaning the king, Kayam Hashem. It's called Divrei Sefer Shekar El Melech Yehuda. I'm going to bring the I'm going to bring this Ra'ah and Klal Yisrael and Yerushalayim and the inhabitants, everything that it says here. Why? Tachas Asher Azavuni, because they left me by Kachu Leim Acherim L'manach Yiseini, and they brought a Karbonus Tavoy Dezar to make me angry B'chol Ma'as Yedeim. Going to ignite my anger and it will not be extinguished. However, special message to Yeshio. Since your heart was soft, but and immediately you were machmir yourself. When you heard that I spoke about this place, that it's going to be desolate and going to be for a klolo. I heard this. It's not going to happen while you're alive or under your reign. You're going to die. You're going to be buried. And you're not going to see it. And they answered it and they brought it to Melech Yeshio. So Yeshio heard this nevuah, and we'll see in the next parak how he's going to bring Klal Yisrael now to a greater madrega of tshuva to still try and ward things off. But at this point, Yeshio HaMelech got nervous and he heard that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. So he decided that he has to take care of a couple of things, and that is he has to hide the Aron. He hid a whole bunch of things. Chazal tell us, the Rambam brings us down, that when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, he built secret passageways deep, deep under the Beis HaMikdash, that if there's ever going to be a time that they need to hide things, they'll have a place to hide it. Yeshio HaMelech heard this Nebuah with the Sefer Torah and the Ganze business here, and he saw this Kamat no turning back, and therefore he decided to hide a whole bunch of things. He took the Aron HaKadosh and he hid it. In the Kodesh HaKadoshim was Aaron HaKoyen's matzah. His matzah was there. Right, the matzah with the prachim, that whole thing over there, but it happened with Kairach. He hid that. Tzinsenes Hamon. The Tzinsenes Hamon. The Shemen HaMishka. Yeah?
Did Yirmiyahu use the
Tzinsenes Hamon? Yirmiyahu, well, it's Yirmiyahu was saying Nevuah before, yeah. Yirmiyahu was saying, there were three Nevi'im at this time. In the days of Yeshio, there was Yirmiyo, Tzvanya, and Chulda. Yirmiyo, Chazal, Seiradakri, Zedan was Misnabe in the marketplaces in public. Tzvanya was in the shuls and the Batei Knesiyos, and Chulda was for the women. Chulda Navia was for the women. So it was before this. Tzinsenes Hamon. Now, when the Plishtim over there in Shaiftim sent those golden things back, right, those also were hidden away. And the Atzei HaMishkan. The Atzei HaMishkan of Moshe Rabbeinu's Mishkan were also hidden away under the Beis HaMikdash somewhere. These are the things that hid away. There's a mandam in the Medrash that Tcheles also was hidden away then. The Tcheles, that was the last of the Tcheles, was Nignaz then. And these things are hidden away, you know, until Mashiach comes and we'll rediscover them. Yeah? The Krushim, all the walls of the Mishkan.
All of them were in the Beis HaMikdash?
No, they were stored somewhere in the Beis HaMikdash, but he didn't want the guy to get to them. There's a Medrash somewhere, there's a ton of Veliyot somewhere that says that Los Lavoi, the third Beis HaMikdash, is going to have the Krushim of the Mishkan as part of the Binyan. That's why it says, Atzei Shittim Oimdim, it says in the Pasuk over there, Oimdim, Rashi brings, will all may I love him. They're going to stand forever. So some of Chazal say, because some of the Farshim say it's not going to be destroyed. Anything Moshe Rabbeinu made will never be destroyed by a guy. So, therefore they weren't destroyed and they were hidden away. And others say, Lo'om Me'olamim, not only were they hidden away, they're going to be in the Minyan Beis HaMikdash, it's going to stand, Lo'om Me'olamim, they are going to be part of the Binyan Habayis, the third Beit HaMikdash, those Atzei Shittim of the Mishkan. So those were also hidden away by Yoshua HaMelech at this point. So this is it. There's no more Aron HaKadosh anymore in the Beit HaMikdash. From now till the Korban and the whole Bayis Sheni, we didn't have Aron HaKadosh. That's why it was one of the five things that we were missing from the in the second Beit HaMikdash. Okay, we'll stop over here and we'll continue next time.